Congressman Bowling. Just a moment, please.
Right.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir.
That's pretty good, all right.
Thank you.
down. I don't want to keep this secret. I don't want to be thinking I'm going around them or anything, but I just want to get your, you just keep this confidential, but give me your idea about what are your prospects up there.
Well, I think with the position that you're taking and that Speaker's taking, that we'll get our maximum Democratic signatures pretty quick. What the Republicans are going to do to us, I don't know. There's some mumbling and grumbling. I'm to meet with Brown, Clarence Brown, tomorrow morning as soon as he's in his office. I arranged that on last Wednesday when I told him I was going to put this resolution in. Brown has been more or less cooperative, but he doesn't give us a when. He tried to push Smith into having hearings on civil rights before Christmas. Didn't get anywhere. And that really is the thing that convinced me that we absolutely had to go this route or we wouldn't have any lever at all. We'd just be whistling in the breeze.
I think you can really make a point of that. Just say that the humblest man anywhere has got a right to a hearing. First place, there's no real necessity of having hearings. They've had it, been hearing it from May to November. But if the procedural committee in the House has to have a hearing, they don't have them in the Senate, but they have to have them on this subject. They ought to be extensive, and if they're going to be extensive, they ought to begin them. But you've been denied any opportunity to be heard at all, and the only way you can be heard is on the House floor itself.
Right.
And that anyone that's for civil rights is going to be signing this petition. If they're not civil rights, all right, but don't hide behind the procedural thing because, well known, they want to wait until they get back here in January and then they want to start hearings, maybe run it into Lincoln's birthday and then they want to go into Washington's birthday and then they want to go into Easter.
Right.
And then the Senate thinks it can kill it, and that's what the play is. And that anybody that wants to be anti-civil rights, that's their right. You've got no objection to that. They can do what they want to. They vote their conviction.
Right.
But they can't pretend to be for civil rights and then say that they won't even allow them to have a hearing. Let them sign the petition and vote against the bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that kind of pitch ought to come out of the Speaker's mouth when he leaves the White House tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Something very like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to put him on the frying spot, and I think I don't think it's appropriate for you to do it at this stage.
No.
But I do think it's appropriate for him to do it, just to lay it on the line. He when I talked to him on Tuesday last, he told me to go ahead, but to do it on my own, and then when I put it in, he approved it in public. So he's got every right to make a statement like that. It ought to be said sort of gently and low-key, but so that it... I'm sure there'll be lots of coverage. This will be the first leaders' meeting, and I'm sure there'll be lots of coverage, and that this will make the point and put the pressure on. Then next week, if I'm organizing an inside group. I'm also working with as I know you have been, with the various people on the outside that are for this bill, and I probably will talk to them on Wednesday afternoon when they have a meeting describing the technical aspects of this so they'll understand what they're dealing with. And I think we can get, you know, in the order of 160 Democrats pretty fast with this kind of goal.
Are you going to get any from Texas?
Well, I don't know. I had a sort of a surprise this morning, but Albert Thomas called me up, wanted to know what the score was in the Rules Committee, and made it very clear that he was going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's certainly what I got from him, and I assumed that was out of loyalty to you.
I called Jack Brooks this afternoon. He was off down in the Marine camp and said he'd be back Tuesday. And
but I think I get the impression that Alfred's going to be helpful. Now, whether he's going to want to be, whether he's going to want to sign a petition or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we could. It seems to me that they're, you know, a lot better than I do, but there are a number of the fellows down there that could.
Yeah, there are half a dozen that could.
That's right. And I think it would be extremely impressive if the day we get that petition on the desk, which I hope...
The more you get signed, the better.
That's right.
Now, you think any Republican's going to sign it? 20?
Well, that's up in the air. They've been sending me messages, and I've refused to talk to them until I talk to Brown tomorrow, because he's the real key in the Rules Committee. I don't know whether you're aware of this, Mr. President, but Brown beat Halleck on the first three additional members of the Rules Committee. He controls, and and Halleck didn't win one until he got down to Avery. It was their fifth one. And Brown has always dealt with me in good faith, both in 56, 57, and 60. And he's a tough old boy, but he's always been fair. And he's never crossed me. And I've never quite been able to get him to, say how hard he would push, and that's the purpose of meeting tomorrow. His situation is complicated by the fact that his wife is dying in Ohio, and he has a number of other personal problems of very substantial and tragic proportions. So I don't feel I can shove him too hard. All I can do is just, go with him. But I'll talk to him in the morning, and I don't think he's going to shove the judge hard enough to cut his people loose on this. But the more civil rights Republicans, the ones out of the East and out of the West, have been sending pick on them that we did in 1960, that we ought to get somewhere between 40 and 50 signatures pretty easy. Now, the trick we pulled on them in 60 is we got a flock of signatures that included only about 10 Republicans. And then the rules of the House were violated, and the New York Times had a complete list. And I think they're obviously scared of it. The more, I think the fact that they're scared of it means that the more pressure we put on them, the better.
Well, I think it's got to go. I'm going to ask them in the morning to really get their teeth in this and taxes too, because I don't want to tell them about procedures, what ought to be done, but I did tell McCormick what I thought about it before it started.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the only lever we've really got in our
situation. I agree with you. And I think it'd be a mistake for me to be quoted now, but
I agree with that.
I think you're doing a good job, and I'll be seeing you.
Okay, thanks, Mr. President.
Bye.
Right.